Hi, Dan.
Hi, Jason.
Oh boy, what a week it's been.
Whew. What a week. 5 whole days that seem like more.
I want to start by thanking everybody who's listening to this and is a member of Six Colors. We really appreciate it. I'm going to change the feed again to a new feed for your podcast that will be tied to your account, and we should never have to do this again, basically.
Woohoo!
So I'm going to tell you how you do that, but this is also a story about how we moved our site. I've been working on the movable type version, or the moving from the movable type version to the WordPress version of the site for like 6 months, if not longer.
I've seen the numerous, oh, you send God. Me updates every once in a while, being like, look, it's getting closer. So, it's a real thing.
So here's the thing. WordPress sites are easy to design if what you want to design is something that works the way WordPress works. But if you just design a site like Six Colors, which was not really designed for movable type per se, although it was inspired by my original non-design of it by Krista Merkin. Yeah, there are lots of things that I wanted to do. They're like, oh, well, that's not really how WordPress works. I'm like, well, that's what we're doing. So it was a challenge to do it, and it took time, and I did a lot of, I worked with the people at Automattic, and they commented yesterday that they appreciated that I was actually active and trying to learn and do things myself. I get the impression that a lot of the people they work with just kind of say, hey, people, make my site WordPress now, and they mm-hmm. have to figure that out. But I was, I had to learn how to use GitHub. I had to remember everything I forgot about PHP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. Now that we've got this, we're going to be able to do some new stuff on the site that involve the membership. So we're going to be able to post the things that were previously only in the newsletter. We're going to be able to post those on the site. The existence of the podcast, no longer a secret, will actually be posted when we post a new episode. It'll go on the site. And if you're a member and you're logged in, you can just like play the episode from the site if you want to do that, which is kind of fun. But there will also be a new members only feed. The old one, the Hi Dan one, is going to go away at some point here. I don't know exactly when. And that's because you're not going to go away. And I'm not going to stop saying Hi Dan, but the feed's going to go away at some point, and there'll be a final like note in it that says this feed is no longer valid. The reason I'm not telling you all that this is the end is because I am struggling mightily with getting the new feed to be accepted by podcast players as valid. But it's not just that. It's also caching of both DNS and of files that have made it very difficult to diagnose what's going on. So some people, including me, report, who tried this out without me telling them to yesterday, reported that they were getting a feed with one podcast in it that was an episode of Clockwise from March.
I have taken over the feed.
Which is, that's weird.
It is weird.
That's weird. Not intended.
Not behavior as designed.
One of the features that we could add down the road actually is a feed that is a curated feed that's essentially all of the podcasts we post to the site as a podcast feed. We could do that, which would be kind of cool. So anyway, if you would like to try it, I should say more about the caching. So I've ended up like copying the RSS out of the place where it is sourced and pasting it in like a file on a separate server with a different address. And then putting that into various podcast apps to see, well, will you load this? And then it doesn't. And then I have to make a new file with a different URL of a different version of it and say, will you load this? And I think I figured out what's going on. And there were some weird things in the document declaration because it's an XML file. It's really annoying. It's really annoying, people. Really annoying. And I think I've got it all to work. But the other parts are, how long do they cache the old version? So if you put it in and it's bad, like my member only feed that I've been testing, like it's been cached by Castro and Overcast, and like it it won't show me the new one because it's stuck on the old one. And at some point that will clear, but it could be a while. So I have to, so debugging that is hard. And then there's the issue, which sixcolors.com used to be on one IP address, and now it's on a different IP address. It went from a Linode server in Dallas to Pressable, which is the Automatic, who the people who do WordPress. It's their like hosting and CDN kind of thing, which is pretty nifty, which is why we shouldn't get fireballed, even though, you know, WordPress is famous for being fireballed, because now all our images are on like a CDN and stuff. It's great. That's not Canadian. It's Content Delivery Network. It might be Canadian. I don't know. So
Canadian Delivery Network.
So I had an issue yesterday where somebody saw the RSS post that said we've moved and clicked on it, and it loaded a 404 page. And he actually reported it as, it was hilarious, he reported it as your 404 page is showing a mixed content error because it's serving the image in HTTP, even though the rest of the page is HTTPS. And I looked at it, and I was like, no, I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. It turns out, then it was revealed that he was clicking on that link. And what was happening is FeedPress, our feed provider, got pointed to the new feed. But his DNS hadn't been, it was still cached to the old IP address. So he was loading the old site with a link from the new site. And this is just, this stuff happens, and it's really annoying. And we did lower the time to live for a long time, but still stuff gets cached.
It's a nature of the decentralized nature of the internet and of the thing, caches, which are both great things, right? Because they prevent you from loading new content when you don't have to, and, you know, prevent you from having things like being fireballed, etc. But have the downside of you don't always get the freshest content because it's holding that cache.
Exactly. Exactly. So that was a funny one. And my answer was, well, the good news is it's served with HTTPS, that image, on the new 404 page. So once you get the new site, you'll see that bug that you just reported is fixed, because I fixed it like when I built the 404 page in March or something, or in January. I don't even know how long ago I built that 404 page. So, which is hilarious, by the way, because I had to learn things about. So the whole site design is a WordPress theme. And WordPress themes can be very complicated, right? They've got have embedded files, and I had to learn all the things, like if I want this image, because theoretically you want this thing to be portable in case you need to move it. So theoretically what you want is not to have all your files scattered around on an install. You want them all in the theme folder, theme directory,
right?
Then you had to look up like the PHP command that says put this image here. You can find it at PHP function, the path that leads to the theme, followed by /images/404.gif or whatever. All sorts of stuff like that. Anyway, what I'm saying is, if you went to the site, you shouldn't even notice that it's different. And I think it is imperceptibly different from the old site. The nav bar has some slightly different items in it. The footer is a little bit different. I found a couple of bugs in the template that I went back to Krista's original designs, and I was like, oh, there is supposed to be a div tag there. And fixed stuff like that, which was really funny, because she just sends me HTML, right? So I implemented the original movable type version, and then I had to implement the WordPress version too. It's crazy.
Right, you gotta kind of backport it. I mean, like, so I have my personal site is hosted on WordPress, and I have a hack together theme on that one too, that I've like tweaked a lot of the CSS and like little things here and there to avoid problems or to get to looking the way that I want to. And of course, you know, I did work as a PHP developer a long, long time ago. So I've been through that experience too, of having to dust off old parts of my knowledge that were really out of date and trying to remember how all those things worked. But it is, I mean, the nice part about WordPress is that it is incredibly customizable.
It is.
Like, just not only, you know, between its plugin framework, which is very, very powerful, and just the stuff that you can do on your own by, if you really want to, like digging into the code.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much you can do there, it's great, but it's hard.
I did find several places where I transgressed the laws of WordPress, because, again, I'm working with people at Automatic. They are the home of WordPress, so they have the way of WordPress. So first off,
this is the way.
You can't take off your helmet if you work at WordPress. That's just how it is. So first off, everything they do follows style guidelines. And even though this is just for my site, like, they follow the style guidelines. And that means I had to install PHP CS, which is a style checker for PHP with all their flags turned on, which is like a command line tool. Yep. And so I finally, after like a month of using it, I wrote some scripts in BBEdit to run them on the current document so that I could not have to, I didn't have to keep going back to the terminal in order to see all my errors. So that was a lesson I had to learn. There was a funny moment where so in MovableType, RSS is just a template. So I built an RSS feed template and it has all these custom things, which if you look at the RSS feed for Six Colors, if it's a regular post, it looks like a regular post. Sure, makes sense. If it's a link post, it gets a little arrow at the end of the headline, and at the bottom it has a link. The top link goes to the actual site, and the bottom link says, read this post on Six Colors. If it's a one of our cross-promo posts for our Macworld columns or whatever, it actually tags the source and our name, who wrote it, basically, at the end of the headline. And it... says, read the rest of this article on Macworld or whatever at the bottom of the excerpt, right? Like, every single post type on Six Colors, I built a custom RSS presentation for. So, WordPress doesn't have an RSS template, or I think it's more fair to say WordPress has an RSS template that is in the WordPress, like, the guts of WordPress. It's like for the install, and then if you update WordPress, that file gets updated.
Yes, so that is.
So what I found is, I was like, "How do I do this?" And I was Googling around and finding these things, and I found the file. I actually ended up doing a search on the WordPress install for RSS code, and found it that way. But so I was like, "All right, well, I can do this," and I hacked that file together, and then I showed it to the guys at Automattic, and I was like, I did this. And they're like, oh God, no, don't do that. But what, to your point about WordPress being customizable, I said, so can we put a version of this in the theme? And they're like, well, and then what they ended up doing is I do have a feed template and a member feed template separately in my theme now. That's based on that logic that I built that was essentially aping what MovableType did by hacking the core feed thing. But what they showed me, and they're really great at this stuff, and this is the stuff that I'm still figuring out, is that there's a functions file in a theme where you can override everything. Yeah, yeah. And so in that case, they're like, for this RSS feed, override and use this template. And even more than that, they're still using the function that generates an RSS item, and so instead of it pulling out the individual items, what it does is it says, like, use this template and then modify this item slightly. It's a more complicated way of doing it, but it is their way. It is the way, and it shows you how flexible it is that I didn't actually have to hack through the code of WordPress to do this.
Right,
it could be done separately.
Theory, it'll survive an update, I would assume, as opposed to wiping out those files.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's all in the theme, that means that if WordPress gets updated, it doesn't matter because the theme will remain and will remain completely viable. And there's just a lot of stories like that where, you know, I didn't even mention, so I had to set up, I used a MAMP Pro, which is basically an app that puts a whole Apache installation on your local Mac so that I can do my local testing. I push it up using GitHub to staging server.
I remember doing all that stuff when I was PHP developing, 15 years ago, having the whole stack on my Mac so I could run my local Apache.
Good stuff. Yep. It's been years for me, too, right? Like, I built websites back in the day, but it was a long time ago now. So
there's so many great tools now. That's why. It's like, I don't have to build stuff by hand with HTML. Right. Like,
right. So lots of stuff like that to get it for a site that looks no different, let me tell you, because I wanted to do things like why not customize the RSS? And I think that's a case where it's thinking about MovableType versus thinking about WordPress is MovableType's like, yeah, customize anything, do whatever. And WordPress is like, no, we don't customize the RSS feed. And so if I had started on WordPress, I would have been like, what are you going to do? It's an RSS feed. It's what came out of the box. But because I had the experience of customizing it, I pushed WordPress and I pushed the guys at Automattic, and I was like, I want to do this my way, and different items need to be presented differently. And they, you know, to their credit, they're like, yeah, we can do this. Just don't edit the source files. Yeah, please don't.
Please stop. Step away from the computer.
Don't do that. But it did. I mean, the good news is most of the work I did there just ported over to the other approach that they were doing. It was just, don't hack that file. Instead, let's make a new template file and call it and all of that. But so the RSS feeds aren't exactly the same. And I couldn't replicate the GUIDs, which means that you just saw duplicates of all of our items in your feed and just mark them all as read, and then it should be okay going forward. I think that might even be a FeedPress thing, where FeedPress is remembering the old item and also remembering the new item. I don't know. Again, there's caching at a whole bunch of different points in the chain, but going forward, it should be okay. But a lot of effort was made on my part to have things be similar. Like even the URL structure, all the URLs should be identical across the old site and new site. So if you've got a bookmark or even like a Google search of a page from 4 years ago on Six Colors, linked to from your site or whatever, right? Should work. Should mm-hmm. be fine. Mm-hmm. And that's because I was able to get the URL pattern to match. When we imported all the files, we made sure to get the slugs and generate the things and just do get the URL patterns to match. So they do, which is great. You and I have to change our workflows. We have to change how we upload images. We have to change how we post.
Yeah.
There's an XML posting API for WordPress, so I think I'm actually going to repurpose all of my posting scripts, because I've gotten to really enjoy writing in any text editor I want on iOS and then hitting a couple of keys and popping open the editor. Although there is also a WordPress app for iOS that
I haven't used in a long time. I tend to do the same thing. Like, I mean, honestly, the WordPress web interface is much, much better than the movable type web interface.
Yeah.
So I tend to use that a lot.
To be fair, it's movable type 3 or whatever from 2005. But yes, it is much better. Yes.
It turns out improvements were made
to the internet in the last 15 years. Yeah. Turns out.
Yeah.
Who knew? Not me.
Not me. So it's good. It's good. I feel, like we've moved into a modern era, which is great.
Yes. It's time for the next thing. Time for WordPress to be deprecated. So, dear listeners, what I mean to say is that hopefully it'll work. If you go to sixcolors.com, there's a sign-in link in the nav, and if you click it, you can sign in via your Memberful account that you signed up for, and not only will you have access to the Member Center, where I will put other stuff, including like links to all the newsletters, will go back there eventually in some form. It may actually be just an archive of the newsletter stories on WordPress. We'll see. But that Member Center will also give you access to your to two feeds. A podcast feed that I hope will work, that is this podcast, and the feed you're listening to on now will go away at some point. Probably next month, maybe later this month, something like that. We'll give it a couple of weeks after WWDC. Let's say that. There's also an RSS feed there that's your custom member RSS feed for Six Colors. And if you add that, if you read RSS and you add that to your RSS reader, you will get everything in there. Because one of the big changes that we can make now with WordPress is, I don't know if I mentioned this before or not, all the stories that we post in the newsletter will go on the site. So if you don't want to read an email and you want to read an RSS, or you want to read on the website, if you're logged in, you'll see those stories. And if you're logged out or not a member, you'll see that story and it'll say, you can't read this because you're not a member. And hopefully some people will say, oh, I look at all the things I would get if I gave Jason and Dan some money. So we'll see how that goes. But that is part of the plan. I think in the long term, I'm going to change the newsletter approach a little bit. Since we have the ability to post things on the site, I'm toying with this. I'd love to hear what people have to think about this, but I'm kind of toying with the idea of maybe even having the newsletter be shorter and weekly, with like one newsletter only post and then kind of a summary of what we've talked about during the week. So you can get like a quick read that there's something new and all of that. And also keeping in mind that at this point you can also just read it in RSS or read it on the website, because those are other options. The email isn't the only place you get that stuff. So we'll work through it, probably again after WWDC. The summer. It's funny because this WordPress thing was a summer project for me last summer. And I did
funny how projects do that.
I did a bunch of stuff last summer on the WordPress thing, and at some point I got I heard from a friend who I didn't realize works at Automattic now, who said, I heard that you're toying with the idea of moving to WordPress. We could help with that. And I said, okay, but iOS 13 just came out, and I need to finish my book and all of that. So let's get caught up. And so then I left it aside after that initial tinkering until like December, where I said, let's do it. I could use your help. And then in January or February is when we kind of started the whole thing. So it's been a long road, but the goal was
from there to here, Jason.
Yeah,
or?
That wasn't the road metaphor I was going for. I've been wandering down this dusty road. The wheel in the sky keeps on turning. How about that?
There you
some
go.
Classic
there you go.
70s journey. But anyway, ideally it's the same site, except now you can log in and it does stuff. That's basically it.
That's exciting,
and,
though.
I and feel it's like got plugins,
it's nice,
right,
for all the members.
Like you and I manually post when we're on our podcast, right? Like Upgrade and Clockwise and the Rebound,
right, get right.
manually posted by us. And
that's information you can pull right out of a feed.
A phase two of this, not yet, not doing it yet, but after WWDC, a summer project, is can we just automate that? So when a new episode of Upgrade appears, or Clockwise, or the Rebound, it just
I will tell
goes
you,
on the site.
There's literally a plugin that does this. Because yeah. When we started talking about it, I was like, I wonder if I could find something for my site that does that, because I have a bunch of different shows. And so on the podcast page on my site, it now lists below the podcast the most recent episode.
See?
And I'm just using the free version of this plugin, so it doesn't let me... It's limited in like how much I can like style it and what information I can pull in, but it still just automatically shows up there,
yeah,
which is nice. So I like that.
So we may do something like that. It's going to make me think, like, anytime there's a feed hiccup, did 8 feed items get posted on the front page of Six
sure.
Colors?
Right, right.
But it would be awfully sweet to not have to manually enter those in. Or ask yourself, did I post that or not? Like, because I've done that a couple times with Upgrade, where it's been like Wednesday,
forget.
And I'm like, did I post
Upgrade?
I forgot
to post that. Yep. Yep. That definitely does happen. Because, again, it's something that we just have to remember to do. Same thing with our Macworld pieces, right? Like, technically, there are feeds for those that you could just pull down.
Are there?
There are. I found it the other day. I was surprised to notice, hey, there's a feed just for this page. If you go to your column page on Macworld, there's a little RSS icon.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Imagine the possibilities. So anyway,
isn't
one of the nice
great?
Things about this is that there is an active development community for WordPress. I didn't even mention, I actually also paid, part of the story is, I paid a developer. First off, a member of our little club, our little Six Colors Club, modified the memberful plugin to support filtering a feed by category. I should look up his name. I'm going to do that in the background here. So anyway, that was a surprise, because I was going to pay. I had actually contacted somebody who was a WordPress developer to pay him to do that. And then a reader said, oh, I can do that. I've got that. So what I ended up doing was, where is the change log for this? I the answer is it's in WordPress, isn't it? So I still ended up paying the WordPress developer, because he wrote me a plugin that allows you to take any custom member feed and override all of the default image and description and stuff, so that I could make a custom description and image for this podcast feed. So the unlike movable type, where the only person who is ever going to add a feature to it at all is our friend Greg Noss, who has a real job and many children that are all in college now, and so he has to do that most of the time. But with WordPress, it's like, sure, whatever. Now, you know, we could have built a custom CMS or something. Don't build a custom CMS, everybody.
But we've all done it.
But the nice thing about WordPress is that you've got this baseline, but then you can... if you want a feature, like literally if there isn't already a plugin for it, you can just go hire somebody. And that was something that Movable Type, that's like the primary reason we moved. I went on Movable Type in the beginning because I needed to put up a site in a week from scratch, and it was the only blog system that I knew, and I was able to construct the entire site out of it. But it was never, I was always aware that it was, you know, outmoded technology. The point was that it was a tool I knew, and I had to get the site up. And then the site was up, and it became a, you know, when am I going to have the time to learn how to do this new thing? And so the answer was, I waited until like the middle of 2019. So 5 years later, and I was like, okay, let's actually do this now. But it took a long time to get to that point. That was my, I'm not one of these people who's like, well, Movable Type is superior. It was really like I knew it. And Movable Type lives on. Don't worry about that. The Incomparable is entirely in Movable Type, and it's so super customized by Greg. Multiple relational databases and all these wild plugins, including a couple that he's written for himself.
It's bananas. It is. I remember I tried to help in the earliest days, like, oh, you know, I used to do some of this stuff. I can help. And Greg's like, here's how I've set everything up. I'm like,
Yeah, it's the relational stuff that really, really is amazing.
It's and clever as hell. Yeah. It's so smart. And
it's essentially a custom CMS inhabiting the body of Movable Type from 2005.
But it is also like, one PHP update away from die.
Well, indeed.
There's some string indeed, and some bailing wire there.
So the Incomparable just moved servers. The Six Colors was still being served on the old server, the Linode in Dallas. There's a new Linode server in Fremont that we're using for everything else now. And so that was a project 6 months in the planning, because we had to, because the, I think I've told this story before, the OS version that we were running couldn't be updated, and it was completely deprecated because the PHP version and the Perl version on the new version of the OS wouldn't let the, let Movable Type run.
Yep.
And there was a WordPress incompatibility too. So we were like in the zombie state. And now the Incomparable, like Daring Fireball actually, is on a modern server with a separate Perl installation of the old version of Perl. And all the Perl scripts that are in Movable Type are modified to call the old version of Perl. And it works fine. So that keeps it around a little bit longer. But yes, Movable Type survives on the Incomparable. One of these days, there will be a reason for me to fork the Relay CMS and add features to it. Pay somebody, a programmer, to add the features in that we need, and then we'll migrate to that too. And I'm not going to try to reconstruct the existing design of the Incomparable. It will just be replaced by a generic design that is looks a lot like Relay, probably, and that'll be how that goes. So it's listener Ryan, reader Ryan, who hacked the Memberful plugin to work better. And you're saying to yourself, this sounds a lot like you editing the RSS feed. You hack the Memberful plugin and then they release an update and it stomps on it. So how did you deal with that since listener Ryan solved this? And the answer was, I gave the code to Memberful and said, isn't this cool? And they said, yes. And then they released update 1.50.3 of the Memberful plugin that integrated listener Ryan's changes and credited him. So that was awesome, because that's our feature. So it's like added ability to filter by category on the private member RSS feed, which I don't know why that feature wasn't there. You couldn't filter it in any way. So, because what would have happened is then if I wanted to source the podcast from WordPress, the feed you'd get, your podcast player would get, would be full of articles and then the occasional podcast. And most of them would probably do it right. But I
Because they just ignore stuff without enclosures potentially. But it could go wrong.
It's stupid. Why? So, anyway, thanks to Ryan and then contractor Anthony. Added the customization plugin on top of it, which was very cool. That allows me to take any of those filtered feeds and give them their own name and their own icon and their own description. And that's where we are now. So, yeah, this is one, Dan, one
is it,
of the projects I've been working on in the background.
Isn't it funny, though, you know, you mentioned up front, like, most people won't notice, right? And, like, isn't it funny to see how much work goes into making something, a transition like that, that people won't notice?
Yeah,
like,
it would have been way easier to make it different than to make it look the
exactly.
same.
Well, and it's funny. Y'all, let me tie this into something else that we've been talking about recently a lot, and which I'm sure we'll be talking about a lot more. But, like, I think about that when it comes to, like, the whole Apple ARM transition thing, right? Is, like, Apple's going to work really hard to make sure that that feels seamless.
Exactly.
And that you don't notice anything and that it's boring, right? And it's just like, oh, it just works, right?
And that's like, hard that's the work, goal. But that's the goal.
Hard.
That's
a
the goal.
A lot goes into that.
To make it as little as possible. And I'm still angry that the GUIDs on the RSS feed aren't the same, but I couldn't figure out any way to get that to work right. Mm-hmm. That was a level of RSS hacking I wasn't willing to do. But you're right, and that with the ARM transition, I think that is the goal. Is, you know, the developers are going to have to deal with it, right? But the idea is for a user in 2021, somebody buys a Mac and downloads some software and runs it, and it runs, and it's a Mac. That's the goal,
right? Regardless, and that was always the impressive stuff.
Yeah,
with the transition to Intel, right? With all the Rosetta stuff, was like 90+% of the time you open an app. And the app opened, and it ran.
Yeah, I think it was like 99% of the time.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot, right? Like, there was very little stuff where it's like, oh, no, this broke for some strange reason. Most of the time, you had to, like, go to the info box and be like, wait a second, is this a Rosetta app?
Just so we're clear on how long Apple has probably been planning this, I think it's 4 years ago that Apple announced that they would be dropping support for 32-bit apps in a future release. It's 2 years ago that Apple added a warning to High Sierra saying when you launched a 32-bit app, a future version won't run it. And then it was last year, I guess, so maybe that was 3 years ago. No, it was two. It was at the end of High Sierra before Mojave came out, because Mojave also had that warning. And then last year, Catalina came out and stopped running them. And I would argue that although Apple would have probably done this anyway, I think this is part of the ARM transition strategy and has been for 4 or 5 years now, which is, instead of coming out with ARM systems and saying, oops, all your old software doesn't work anymore, and people are like, well, I'm not going to buy a new Mac then because ARM.
Yeah, why would you do that?
They did it in Catalina. And then people are like, I'm not going to Catalina. But
put
the stink on Catalina instead of putting the stink on ARM Macs, right? That's what they did.
It's the Watchman Ozymandias approach. Like, we did it two versions ago.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You can't kill all those old apps on your move to ARM. It's like,
we already killed
them. They've been dead since last September. Anyway, here's Craig to tell you all about. Yeah. that was Tim. Turns out that was Tim Cook who said that. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why is he such a villain?
That sounds right.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. Lots of stuff. I have two other long term projects boiling in the background too that
I've seen a little bit of some of them.
Yep.
There's a lot. I'm impressed with all the stuff that you've got going on. So those projects are ambitious.
When you're working in your little garage for yourself, I think it's important to have some, like, projects. Otherwise, it's real easy to just not do anything.
Right.
So yes. I've tried to do these. So I hope those will bear fruit, and one of those should bear fruit on Six Colors next month, maybe. And some of them are more ambitious because they're like, I started looking at them and think, well, if I'm going to do this project, I should do it right, you know. And that's that little voice is like, well, if you're going to do it, you should really do it. So
you're right. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, if you'd like to try out the new podcast feed, log into Six Colors and go to the member page, and you should have a link there. The question is, will it work in your podcast player? Maybe. I'm still working on it. I think I fixed it, but here's the thing. I don't know. I won't know if I've really fixed it for a while because of the caching that happens. So give it a try, but this keep this feed around for now until you can get that other feed to load, because we'll let you know here in this feed. We'll let you know when the time is coming where this feed's not going to get updated anymore. But I'll keep this feed updated for the next few weeks. So if it doesn't work, give it a try, but if it doesn't work, that's fine. Come back here in July and we'll have it worked out by then. If I have to edit the RSS feed inside WordPress, it's, no, I can't do that. I'm not allowed.
Please stop. Please.
All right. Please well, stop. That's all I got. I'm going to go take a nap.
It's Friday.
Oh, boy. I can't because I have like multiple things involving one of these other projects that's happening today. Oh, projects. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Bye, Dan.
Bye, Jason.